Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
It is the D.L. Hughley Show, your indictment update. Here's the thing. So, you know, the Arizona Supreme Court has ruled that the abortion ban can stand. And let's be clear, the abortion ban is from white men from the 1800s. Mm-hmm. White men from the 1800s are exactly why we're having all the problems we're having right now. It's exactly why. That's why everything that we're going through right now, in terms of DEI and other legislation to right all the wrongs, those men in that mentality do it. Imagine those men having a say in what women in 2024 are allowed to do with their body. And when you tell me, oh, they'll make a difference, they're all the same, tell me something that someone's done from the other side that this horrible. Where they are thwarting, they have deliberately thwarted the will of the people. 70% of people believe that a woman has the right to have autonomy of her body, and they are doing this by fiat. So tell me the same. Oh, I'm mad about Gaza, but I'm not going to turn America into Gilead.
Yeah.
And it's all those places. These are men. So you're trying to tell me that states all over the country wouldn't try to look? We saw what happened. Florida did exactly the same thing, right? The Supreme Court said, "Yo, hey." But what they also did is left out the mechanism where you can vote and decide if the people get to decide whether they're going to take it or not. But they made the threshold 60%. It ain't 51-49. It's 60. It's amazing. It's amazing. You sit your ass home and you tell that they're all the same. You tell me about your stimulus check, you dumbass. At least Jesus people traded him for 40 pieces of silver. You got a stimulus check. Oh.
Yeah.
Happy
the audacity.
Really, happy Autism Awareness Acceptance Month. And if they were autistic, I could understand them acting so stupid. I could.
Yeah. Well, don't put them in the same category.
I'm just saying, I'm not. I'm just saying I can understand they would have an excuse.
Kyle, because
they would have an excuse.
We are aware. We are appreciative. Oh, he's amazing. They're not.
He is amazing. They're not.
Exactly.
They're not. It's insane. Happy birthday to Babyface. Happy birthday to Steven Seagal. Baby happy birthday face. To Kenny Lattimore of the Lattimores on Broadway.
Yes.
Happy birthday to Orlando Jones, cool ass dude right there. Happy birthday to G.I. of H-Town. Happy birthday to Haley Joel Osment. He sees dead people. Happy birthday to Barkhead Abdi, which is the pirate with the bad teeth on Captain Phillips. Remember?
Is he the one that says, I'm the captain now.
Well, I know.
Wow.
Well, captains, you know, what I hope is on this ship that y'all hijacked is toothbrushes.
Oh, I'm the captain now. That's all he had to say.
Happy birthday to Ken Griffey Jr., one of the best that ever do it. Happy birthday to Mel Blunt, also a great one. Happy birthday to Chuck Connors, the Rifle Man. And I liked him as the Rifle Man, but when he was in Roots, I didn't like him at all, Jay. You remember that?
I don't.
Okay, who can forget?
Of course, well, apparently one of us. Happy birthday to Harry Morgan, Colonel Potter.
I
on
know
Mass.
Colonel Potter.
Of course, you know all the white folks. Happy birthday to
watch your mouth.
To John Madden of Madden fame. We got a great show lined up for you. Jasmine will have with 20. I'm going to have do my part and have a little note from the GED section. It's the D.L. Hughley Show. Jasmine,
what man?
Can you please tell these good people what is trending?
Terrence Howard is trending. Now, I know a lot of people were laughing because of his hair, because he had on, it looked like a wig. I don't know if it was a wig or not, but they were making fun of him, calling him, saying he looked like a pimp from the 70s.
Helen from Good Times.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Helen from the Jeffersons.
Yeah.
Oh, he did with hair. the flip. Yeah, he did
fair
look funny, but what he said, what he said about the pay disparity was not funny. And I would imagine, pretty sure, considering he's suing CAA, which is the agency that he signed to, and he talked about the differences in pay compared to him being on Empire and what, you know, some white actors on The Big Bang Theory were getting. And he was talking about the differences in terms of him getting $325,000 per episode and them getting anywhere between $2 and $3 million per episode, considering they had more viewers. The show was far more popular. Had
then Big Bang Theory. That's not true.
At that particular time, it had more viewers.
It has more in the demo. But CBS is an old demographic, and so what people, the, you know, in advertising, they don't count people once you're a certain age. But it's very hard to be CBS in the demo.
I mean, well, according to him and his attorneys, they did have more ratings and there was no way to do it. So CAA responded by sending him a check for $666.
Market a beast.
And he was like, they're trying to scare me. They're trying to make me stop and I won't. I'm like, I don't know if you.
Well, as a person who defeated CAA, no, ICM in court.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Oh, but they were the ones saying, go get your money.
Yeah. No. Never. Oh. They tried to sue me for like $2 million, and I ended up winning, and they sent me a check for $800. But it cost me $30,000 in legal fees. But hey. Yeah, but see, well, the thing that's misleading about that, you're not going to take an agency in California to court. They would go to arbitration.
Right, correct.
And it's a labor board that decides. And guess who they're going to decide for?
Probably CAA.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
They did it specifically so that you can't go to court. And they're it's going to be an arbitrator. Yeah. Arbitrator.
Yeah. Hopefully, so, you know, he gets his just due.
It's the way, okay, you got to remember, like, Jay Leno got bigger ratings than David Letterman used to. But David Letterman made a ton more money because CBS was more advertising. They had the Super Bowl and all those kind of stuff. So
right.
I don't know. You can just say apples and oranges.
He said something about it. It had a lot to do with the package deal that was made with Fox and I guess them or whatever. I don't know all the details. What I do know is people were overlooking the conversation and focused on that red hair, which was amazing.
He did look like Helen.
People are also focused on Gerard Carmichael and his reality show. See, he is letting it all hang out. He's talking about, you know, who he's been attracted to and, you know, the fact that he's slept with roughly 1,000 people so far, but he really thinks he's lowballing himself. But then he also talked about how he's all right with, you know, the audience, telling the audience he's into race play and doesn't mind, you know, the jokes.
Okay,
with,
now here's
you know,
the thing.
Him and his white
That's
boyfriend.
Fine. Don't dog off Chappelle when he says jokes you don't like.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Then there's that.
That's fine. If you could take a penis, you could take a joke.
Well, I don't
understand.
And that's what's trending.
Really, I don't understand.
And
you done took 1,000 of them.
It's trending.
I'm not even kidding. Like,
that's
really?
Trending.
Like 1,000? You've been with 1,000 dudes and Chappelle's
Mayday.
Joke made you go, ouch? That's the one?
You Where's said Colonel Potter when you need him?
You said a mouthful there, pal. Now, on to the rest of the show.
Junius, move.
Chappelle made you say uncle when you were saying daddy? That's crazy.
Oh, God.
No from the GED sex is coming up the deal you can show.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Raise a spoon to Grandma, who always took all the hungry cousins to McDonald's for McNuggets and the play slide. Have something sweet in her honor. Come to McDonald's and treat yourself to the Grandma McFlurry today. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
So, of course, when the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, it gave the states latitude to decide how they handled the abortion issue. The Arizona Supreme Court ruled that Arizona can enact and can, in fact, keep intact a law from 1864. 1864. Can you imagine women of 2024 being governed by the mentality that existed by white men in 1864? And let's be clear, it's white men we're talking about because they're the only one with power. It wasn't women, wasn't black people, wasn't anybody else. So this is a mentality of white dudes who are from the 1864. You know what hadn't happened yet when this law is enacting? You know what hadn't happened yet? Slaves were not even free yet. So men who had the mentality slaves weren't even free are making a law, Arizona's going to abide by a law that was governed and written by men who hadn't even accepted the slavery was real yet. And these are the things that happen. Stop telling me they're all the same. Stop telling me there's no difference in the other. You're literally going back in time. Yes, I'm mad about what's happening in Gaza. I'm not so mad. I'll turn this whole place into Gilead. And stop telling me about stimulus checks. At least Jesus got sold out for pieces of silver. You just got sold out for a stimmy. This is what you're willing to do? And trust me, these laws exist in several states across the country. And this is a precedent. So if you want to be governed by the every problem that America is having right now and having to sort out from a legislative perspective was started by white men like this. White men with that mentality. We had to have amendments to get rid of white men like with that mentality. And now the Supreme Court has said that those men, that mind, that mentality, that group think can govern 2024 as women. And it will not be the last if you let this stand. It won't be. Look at what Arizona, Florida did. Now, Florida gave the citizens the right to vote, but they made the threshold 60%. It wasn't 51-50. It wasn't the majority. Most people in America agree with a woman's right to have autonomy over her body. Can you imagine if we let white men from the 1860s decide how we live today? And literally, when people say we want to make America great again, these are the people they're talking about. This is the mentality. They want to be in charge. And when I don't just call me racist and say, well, you talk about white men. Who the hell else was in charge? Anybody. What the voice of dissent? There were no women there. There were no black people there. There were no immigrants there. Nobody. It was all white guys who decided what women should do with their bodies. The more things change, the more they stay the same. The reason America's having the problems it's having because of that mentality was so pervasive. They had to write laws and legislation and bills to change it, to make it fairer. The reason there has to be a DEI or affirmative action or a voters' rights act is because of those guys. And those men have reached back hundreds of years to decide what a woman should do with their body. That's a little note from the GED section. It's the D.L. Hughley Show.
She's jazz. She's smart. It's the Jazzy Report on the D.L. Hughley Show.
The Arizona Supreme Court ruled the state must adhere to the 123-year-old penal code provision barring all abortions except in cases when it is necessary to save a pregnant person's life. The law, which can be traced to as early as 1864, also carried a prison sentence of 2 to 5 years for abortion providers. There is a 14-day stay on the law.
Let me ask you something. White men from 1864 are the reason that we are in the turmoil we're in right now.
Mm-hmm.
Name me one thing that was written in 1864 before slavery was abolished that was fair and that was designed to include anybody else but their pervasive mindset. It is literally a case study in patriarchy. Literally. And did you think they didn't know that this was going to happen? Because the truth of the matter is, since Roe versus Wade was upheld by the Supreme Court, all those laws used to be from the turn of the century. So they haven't been able to write any new laws. So they're going to go back to what they had before. And that's going to be, those are trigger laws. That's going to happen in Ohio. It could happen in parts of the Midwest, all over the South.
Well, that's why when you think about them saying make America great again, for them, it was when we were at home, they were in the kitchen. I'm sure you saw the little clip of the white guy on social media who was saying that it was better when women didn't vote. He talked about, there was another guy who talked about
it. It was a black guy who said he's running from the governor.
This was two white dudes having a conversation, and he said, so you don't think women ought to vote if you're thinking about a true Christian society? And he said, I don't think women should vote.
Well, Mark Robinson, who's running for governor of North Carolina, fat, goofy ass white dude.
Yeah.
Black dude said the same thing.
Yeah.
You don't think women should vote? And you should be serving tea right now, you goofy ass dude.
Good God. Yeah.
And some other old laws that we can't live here. We can't vote. Yeah, a lot of people that look,
Let me tell you something. Slavery didn't get abolished. You know what? The funniest thing, after the movie Lincoln, look when they officially abolished slavery in Mississippi. They saw Lincoln and went, oh, wait, we have to do something. These are free. Hang on. You literally, when that man said, we're going to take you back in time, we're going to make America great again, these are the things they were talking about.
Yep.
Right.
This is what it is.
This is it. This is what they want.
So you should understand what the hell you're saying when you listen to all these dumbass people equivocating.
Get them.
Stupid ass. And Kennedy, how you going to be a Kennedy and can't talk? I ain't going to talk to a president and can't, got to whisper all the time.
Yeah.
When you whisper all the time, you got way too many secrets.
Yeah,
you lie so much, your throat burn out.
I did see an interesting thing where you saw words. I don't know if it's his sister or someone in his family says she would not vote for him and she wished he wasn't running. And there's this conspiracy that the reason he is running is to detract voters
His New York campaign. Yeah. Listen to what she said. She said, we are here to stop Biden.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about.
That's no joke.
Yeah, yep. I believe it. I believe it. So the rise in cancer diagnosis among young adults might be explained by a more advanced biological age than their true age. Now, your chronological age, the number of years that you've been alive, is not the same as your biological age, which refers to the wear and tear on your body.
Right.
A person who lives a sedentary lifestyle with high stress may have a biological age significantly higher than their true age, and researchers determine that with those markers indicating that advanced age, that is what's linked to this higher rate of cancer. Cancer diagnosis.
Staying inside, like, because remember, young men are having knee replacements and hip replacements in their 20s
because of the way their clothes
fit. We have children having diabetes and high blood pressure because they're not moving a lot. Yeah. So it does make sense that that would speed up your chronological growth.
And if you think about it, when we were kids, we didn't really know what the inside of the house looked like often because we had to be outside.
That was a punishment.
Yeah.
You stay in, come inside one more, come inside one more time, you're going to stay inside.
I was like, so that's why
you'll see
water.
Me next week. I ain't never coming in here.
I'm going to drink my water outside from the hose. That's inside. No.
Blow that dirt off that hose.
Yes, and lick it
up. I sound like Gerard Carmichael.
Wait a
now.
Second.
Jesus
Christ. Yeah, I sound like him too.
You can. coming up, so thank you for that Jazzy report. So a doctor has gone viral for discussing the pros and cons of showering at night versus showering in the morning. I don't need to tell me I'm going to wash my ass at night and in the morning. I don't need that. I don't need a prescription for that. Do you think it's better to shower in the morning or do you think it's better to shower at night? 877-242-2426.
Also hit us up on Twitter at D.O. Hughley Radio or on Facebook, The D.O. Hughley Show. On the website is thedohughleyshow.com.
All right, we're getting to your calls directly. It is The D.O. Hughley Show. So there's a doctor who's, he's basically giving the virtues merits of showering versus day and showering versus night. What do you think? Do you think it's more appropriate to shower? Is it better for you to shower in the morning or at night? We're going to go to our social media platform, especially, okay, what did they say?
So we have Jermaine from Boston, and he says, just wash your butt.
Yeah.
No.
The whole thing.
Wash your butt.
The whole thing. What Red Fox said, you ain't got to wash your whole butt, you got to wash the butthole. Again, another Gerard Carmichael joke. Jesus Christ, what's happening?
Goodness.
I'm just kidding. I like him. He's a funny kid. So I think that it depends on, like, this is a weird thing for me. Like, so I could say have a gig, right? And I could get up on the road. I get up, I go take a shower, go to lunch. Then even if I take, even if I get back in the hotel by 3, the gig starts at 6, I'll take another shower.
Yeah. That's weird. That's called good hygiene.
Yeah.
It's not weird to me. Anytime I am going out at night, for anything, if I'm going to an event, if I'm going to dinner, if I'm going to meet friends, I always like to shower the day off of me because I don't want to smell like outside.
Right,
okay,
right.
I don't care if I
and get rid of some DNA.
All that, all of that for sure.
Yeah.
But now,
you don't know what you've done.
Real talk, you don't know what I've done. I'm not going to tell you. Okay,
not
even in my diary.
Will.
You just tiptoe yourself. But if I am exhausted at the end of the day and I know I'm not going anywhere, I'm going to bed.
Yeah,
I'm going to take a shower in the morning. Yes, we know. I'm going to bed. Yeah.
I'll fall asleep on the couch and stay there.
I'm not going to take a shower.
Plus, I like that little Dorito taste y'all have in the morning. It's good. I like it a little.
What are you talking about, Dorito taste?
Little tahini taste.
I have no idea of what you speak.
Ooh, cool ranch.
Y'all, this is so nice. Funyuns. I like it. It's so good.
Something ain't right. Something in the system ain't right with that, Des.
Fish and chips. This is so nice.
Yeah. You got somebody who got bad pH balance is what you got.
I want to brush them
teeth,
though. You
might get that checked out. Yeah, I'm just saying.
So the question we're asking, a doctor is describing, vacillating between the merits of taking a shower at night versus the morning. What do you think? Do you take a shower at night or in the morning? 877-242-2426. We're going to begin to your calls in a bit. It's the D.L. Hughley Show.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Raise a spoon to Grandma, who always took all the hungry cousins to McDonald's for McNuggets and the play slide. Have something sweet in her honor. Come to McDonald's and treat yourself to the Grandma McFlurry today. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. And participate in McDonald's for a limited time.
It is the D.L. Hughley Show. Your
indictment of dude.
So if you are in Addison this weekend, I will be there this Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So we have two Friday. We just added a third one on Saturday and two on Sunday.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, that's
getting down with the get down.
You know I am.
You gotta get the people what they want.
Yeah, for sure. And going to, baby. Four barrel. Sure is. So, Lena, you guys live in a river, so you pretty much wash your ass every time you go outside.
You don't live in the river.
In the morning or night? Shower morning or night?
I actually like to shower in the morning, but sometimes I'll do both.
Yeah. Yeah. Why? What is the deciding factor whether you do both or not?
I feel, you know.
Crusty?
Yeah. I'll be like, tangy. You know what? I got to.
Well, the other thing is, I think everybody has a different chemical makeup.
Yeah.
So some people need more showers than others because I mean,
they made deodorant to go under your Have you ever seen that?
I have. It's called Lumi.
It's another one now.
I know. Yeah. I saw that one too. They have one for men and one for women.
You get the secret all body spray at
Yes.
Jasmine, I've heard you read commercials about them.
That's right, and I mean it.
Yeah. I thought Axe body spray took care of all that.
You put that downstairs, you're going to have a whole lot of problems.
Yeah.
The secret one is supposed to be safe for that. That's what
it's supposed to be safe. Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
so it's another one, too. I saw a chick, she said, after I work out, come on now, stop it. I think that it's, much like you, it depends on what the day has dictated.
Yeah. Like, if you've been running around, and especially in the summertime, it's hot, you're sweaty, your pits need some attention, you need to put some water through there and run a rag.
I remember one time I was somewhere, and I had gotten up and I'd taken a shower, but I had to run through the airport, but I forgot to put the deodorant on. Man, don't you know I ran into that gift shop and bought some wet wipes as a deodorant? Man, come on now. You ain't gonna call me smelly.
Because here's the thing. I think sometimes
he's funny, but damn.
Yeah.
And not know you have an odor.
No, you do.
No. I think there's sometimes a particular odor. You may know the smell of onions and, you know, burnt biscuits and things like that. However, and maybe three-day-old fish, but there's sometimes an odor that you have that's just from outside that just smells
like
off.
Yeah, it smells like pennies.
Yes. Get your butt in the shower.
Mm-hmm. One of my family members has a friend, or used to have a friend, that they would sit on the couch and the smell of shrimp would just waft out.
Now you can't.
And I would call her. Every time she'd come, I'd go, under the sea.
No,
Daddy, stop it.
No.
Yeah, I call it Little Mermaid.
That's terrible.
You remember her, Kyle?
No,
I remember.
That's terrible.
You remember that?
Yes, I remember.
Every time she'd sit down, Ariel.
No. See, back in the day, I could see that because it wasn't enough information. So you'd always have one girl or two or three that you. But nowadays, it's too much social media.
Old BB over there.
She become nose blind. You know what? If people get nose blind when they smell so much that you don't even smell it. They don't even smell their house anymore.
They smell like the house.
You get it like that. If you wear the same, let's say, cologne or perfume all the time, you hardly smell it when you put on. But other people smell it.
But when you change, it's
real loud. When you change to a different cologne.
The washcloth smell like them.
Years ago, I got asked out on a date, and the guy picked me up, and I opened the car door, and just the smell of what I knew to be his house, him,
balls,
the car, all that. I just closed the door and went right on back in the house. I was like,
smell like old people sleeping. You ever walk into an old person's house?
I mean, car oil. Yeah. It was just terrible. I was like, this ain't for me.
Old people bedroom smell just had that.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Smell like deaf and TV dinners. All right, we're going to be getting to your calls in a bit. It's the D.L. Hughley Show. The question that we're asking, ladies and gentlemen, when do you think you should take a shower, in the morning or at night? We're going, Skip, what do you do?
Oh, well, I always take a shower in the morning. I get up, I shave and everything.
Yeah, of course.
Night is dictated by what day brings, you know.
But the day you go out,
certain restaurants you go to and eat at, you know, I don't want to smell like food. If we hit the cigar lounge or something like that, I'll hit the shower because, if I just have a super active hot day in Texas, you know, we gotta go and take care of things. But I always take one in the morning.
What about a super active night?
Yeah.
If you know
what
I mean.
Well, he takes shower in the morning, though.
I always take one in the morning.
Yeah.
Always.
When I was a kid, I only took a bath on Saturdays. Up until I was like 8. Yeah. Yeah, I took a bath on Saturdays. And used to wonder why I was itching all the time. I'm like, why is this water itching?
Took a bath on Saturday.
I started taking showers every day. First, I only took a bath and it was a Saturday. But about when I was 9, I started taking showers as opposed to bath. And I took them every day. But I used to take a bath every Saturday.
Your mama really didn't like you, did she? She was like, I don't want him to have no friends. I don't want him to have no self-esteem.
Serving them that soap. Well, them little kids, people think little kids don't stink. Bull. Little kids can get it, bro.
They do.
Man.
Yeah, not.
Yes, indeed.
No. These little kids now, man.
Little kids, you're going to get your butt in the tub right now, every night.
But
that's terrible. What about your brothers and sisters? Do they get sick baths?
No, everybody. We all take
everybody just
Saturday.
Use the same bath water.
The funky family.
Twice.
The funky family.
The brothers had to use it twice.
That's terrible.
So I wanted to get in before him.
Ew.
And then you have you have to use Ajax in the tub. It's like you sitting on a sandpaper. Yeah. It was horrible.
So you were only allowed to take the bath on Saturday.
I took a bath on Saturday.
And all of you shared the same water.
No, me and my brother shared the water, and my sister shared the water.
But it was still dirty, nonetheless.
Yeah, you had to clean it out and stuff. But it was all...
Bless your heart.
All they had was Ajax and Comet, so ass
I'm
be
sorry
blue.
I'm sorry for being so mean to you. I get it now.
No, that's all right.
I understand it.
No, that's all right. I did all right.
I understand.
I'm okay now.
Yeah, on the outside. I'm talking about the inside.
Nah, ain't nothing wrong with me.
All this time growing up, your parents thought you had eczema. No, we've been bathing with this Comet.
Yeah, well, we used to do stuff like remember when you used to use Joy for Mr. Bubble Man.
Oh,
your
skin
be on fire.
Yeah. But no, tied in the bathtub.
To tie in the bathtub.
That little pink stuff. It was cute.
Hell no. You better use that Mr. Bubble and get your ass in it. I mean, Mr. Joy. And what is it? Prel. Well, not a Prel. What was it? A Palm Olive.
Yeah, Lemon Fresh.
Yeah. All right, kids. And now these kids be spelled like Fabuloso.
Oh, my gosh.
Give me a call. Let me know what you think. Shower in the day or shower in the morning? It's a shower at night or shower in the morning? It's the D.L. Hughley Show. We're waiting for your calls. Wash your ass before you call. It's the D.L. Hughley Show. The question we're asking, ladies and gentlemen, when do you take a shower? At night or in the morning? That's the question we posed. We're going right to the phones.
First, let me just say hello, everyone. I love your show. I shower in the morning no matter what. I can take a shower bath at night because I'm going out or whatever. But I'm always take a shower in the morning as well because that gets my day started. So I take my shower in the morning.
I think it's good to do both. But now, if you're going to shower in the morning and it's wintertime, make sure you stay in the house at least 2 hours. Because if you do, you have a chance of catching colds and things. So if you're going to shower in the morning, I think you just stay in the house at least 2 hours. Before you go outside. Now I'm 82 years old and I found out it made a difference. Because if I shower and then try to go outside, I've been known to catch colds and things. So I found out it's best to stay out 2 hours. But it's a good thing to shower both times.
Well, I think it's good to shower at night if you have to go out early in the morning and it's cold. But it's also good to shower in the morning if you're living in a hot climate and you have to go out and the water just hits you. So, yeah, both will do, day and night.
Hey, let me share some words of wisdom for you. I'm a truck driver from Ohio. My wife will tell me, don't you dare get in my bed, go wash your nasty ass. That's after 39 years of marriage. She still tells me that every day. You don't wait till the morning to get in my bed.
I think it just depends on what you're trying to do. Like for me, for instance, when I get off work, I would like to take a shower in the evening because I feel dirty. But if I'm like on the weekend getting ready to go somewhere, then I prefer to take a shower in the morning, whether I'm getting off work or if I'm off work.
Point blank period. You take a shower at night and in the morning you take you a quick shower if you're going to go to work. Because if you don't take a shower at night and go to bed with the day's grease and grime on you, then you're nasty. What do your pillow sheets look like? What do your pillowcase smell like? What does your whole bed smell like? Yeah, you take a shower at night and get that grime off of you at night.
Well, I think that you should shower at night. Simple reason, because sometimes you sweat. And then, you know, you can get up and take another shower in the morning. Take two showers. Yeah, two showers first. I like to shower at night so I can sleep. You know, because if you've been doing stuff all day long, working or whatever, and you get in the bed, oh no. Take a shower at night, and then you might sweat at night, and I say take a shower in the morning.
All right, we're getting to more of your calls in a bit. It is the D.L. Hughley Show.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Raise a spoon to Grandma, who always took all the hungry cousins to McDonald's for McNuggets and the play slide. Have something sweet in her honor. Come to McDonald's and treat yourself to the Grandma McFlurry today. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
The question we're asking, ladies and gentlemen, when do you take a shower, at night or in the morning? That's the question we posed to. We're going right to the phones.
I absolutely believe showering at night is a must. Like, you need to wash off the day. You need to de-stress. It helps de-stress the skin. It's hygienic. It's being clean. And most importantly, yes, shower in the morning. Like, come on, be for real. These people need to, like, know that you got to treat your skin. You need to moisturize it. And it's like I said, you're washing off that day. You're washing off that stress. And who wants to put that nastiness in their bed?
Most definitely. You need to wash your ass at least twice a day to stay clean and healthy. Forget about the damn doctor in his study. You don't need a doctor to tell you to wash your behind, man. You don't wash yourself properly. You go next to somebody, and they honestly, they say, man, you smell, man. Go take a bath. That's ridiculous.
You know what? This is my thoughts. I cannot understand for the life of me, out of all you guys there in that studio, he cannot come up with questions that are... That are not elementary. Out of everybody in that studio, somebody can come up with some mind-boggling questions, stupid questions like how many times you shower. That's so elementary. Seriously, you guys need to be able to get some questions that make people think. You know, he need to let you guys come up with some clever questions to ask the audience, because this is tired, sick, and old.
I think as long as you take a bath, it's fine. That's right. Hey, I enjoy his subject. Tell him to keep it up.
Kyle, I know when you shower all the time.
Yeah, I have to because I work out so much.
You shower all the time. Yeah, he does.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense, though, if you work out all the time.
If you sweat, like, excessively, like, I'm not talking about just, you know, when you're out in the sun just a little bit. If you, like, drip, yeah, get in the shower. Yeah.
You can't walk through my house smelling like an in a double with cheese. Mm-hmm. Can't do that.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're getting to your calls in a bit. Excuse me. We have That's What I Think with comedian Damon Williams. It's on the D.L. Hughley Show.
Life doesn't wait, and neither does the D.L. Hughley podcast.
No, that is not what happened. Replay the tapes, Skip.
Catch every moment, every joke, every thought right on the D.L. Hughley podcast. Available on Urban One Podcast and your favorite podcast platforms.
It is that time for What I Think with comedian Damon Williams.
From the airways to the stage, Southside on the grown and funny, but your favorite comic on, now we gone with the money. It's Damon Williams, y'all. It's Damon Williams, y'all.
Hey, it's Damon Williams, and I think it's time that people in our generation, to my people like myself in our 50s, stop proclaiming that we was raised right and we was raised better. We were not. We were neglected. If you grew up in the late 60s, early 70s, you were a free agent in the world. 6 years old with a key to the house. Your mother had no idea where you were. All you had to do is say, Ma, can I go outside? She said, go ahead. And you would be gone outside until dark. And I mean, you had to stay outside till dark, because if you came back inside, they said, if you come in, you're staying in. They had no idea where we were. They had no way to track us. There was no cell phones. There was no get-togethers with the other parents. You were just outside in the world. My mother had no idea that we went down to department stores and shoplifted our whole summer wardrobe. That's right, back in the day, there were no metal detectors. You could just go in the dressing room with three or four outfits and come out with one or two of them under your clothes. Back in the day, kids were reckless. Everybody our age had stitches. You got stitches somewhere from a fall or a trip or a sports game where you got hit by a car or something happened where your ass got stitched up. This, of course, would upset your mother, because now she got to take off time from work to take you to the hospital to get your stitches. So for that, you get a beating. And a beating came with all type of household items. You already know the list, because it's been mentioned many times. There was nothing loving about getting beat. I remember one time I did something mischievous, and my stepfather, I could call him now, because I didn't know back then, He took me down to a neighbor's house to find out if they saw me participating in said activity. Once it was confirmed, the man took off his belt and proceeded to try to whip me right outside in front of all my friends right on the block. Now, I tried to run away, but he was a fat guy, so by him being fat, that belt was long as hell. That's right, that belt caught me five strides down the block because Big Willie had a big-ass belly. Kids today get spoken to. They get to express their feelings. They get to talk back. What the hell is talking back? When we grew up, you couldn't even mumble under your breath because your mother heard you whispering and throw a shoe and hit you upside your head. So when I hear people say these kids today are wilding and these kids today are out of control because they're not being raised right, it's not that they're not being raised right or that we were raised better. We were just lucky. Now, that might not be right. That might not be true. But that's what I think. Toledo, Ohio. I'll be at the Funny Bone this weekend, Friday through Sunday. And please watch Laugh Tonight with Damon Williams, now streaming on Tubi.
It's Damon Williams, y'all.
Thank you, baby boy. We're going to see you again next week. Coming up in less than 15 minutes, we're going to be talking to the beautiful songstress and friend of the show, Vivian Green. That's coming up next on the D.L. Hughley Show. It is the D.L. Hughley Show, my...
Indictment update.
So he keeps trying to... Look, you going to court Monday. Stop it.
Keep trying.
You going to court.
Period.
You are going to be in court. I'm sued a judge. I appeal. It's time to take your ass. It is you're going to be the first sitting president in the history of the United States of America to be held held in a criminal trial.
Period. Now get in here and get this.
That's it.
He's not a sitting he's president, about, but he's
I said first president in history.
Yeah.
At all, on any level.
Yeah.
Former, interim, after, whatever.
Get in here and get this work. I know that.
You know, what else is interesting? In addition to that, they're talking about all the electric cars are going to ruin the automotive industry.
I saw it.
Just like the automotive industry ruined the horse and buggy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's technology.
You can't stop progress. You can't stop. And this is the thing. This is thing specific to dumbass Trump supporters. Remember when he wanted to bring coal mining back? We're not going to go back in time just so a few goobers can have jobs.
Yeah.
There are people right now. Technology removes jobs, and the best way, and like all those rest jobs that left in the Rust Belt from steel industries and rubber and coal mines are now replaced with battery plants, yeah. The CHIPS Act.
It's still new jobs. You just got to switch
yes.
up.
Yeah. You just ain't going to be able to wear a hard hat and get black lung.
Yeah. No, but I...
What you're trying to tell people is we can make... They actually are so audacious, they believe you can make time roll back. Like, remember he told them, we're going to bring coal mining back. We're going to drill. Even drilling, even petroleum, the sunlight and other technologies are taking our dependence. We're getting further and further away from depending on fossil fuels. That's just the way it is.
Right.
And the way they want to keep it that way is because so many people, so much of our economy is predicated on all these rich, ultra-rich people made their money that way. They're like, this is the way I make money. So they actually want to pay people to stymie progress so that people feel good and I can make money in an old, arcane way.
Yep.
The combustible engine isn't what it was. Remember the dude who used to make buggy whips? Hated the cars.
Yeah.
Absolutely. With good
dude
reason.
Dude making saddles. Oh, man, come on. I'm shoeing horses, man.
Yeah. I'm voting against that. We hate to keep on my...
No, it's true.
I remember...
Get up every evening. He used to go and light the lamps, mm-hmm. street lamps. That was his job.
Yep. Yeah. But what about Kodak? Yeah. I bet they hated the camera phone, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
What about IBM and Xerox? Look what they hated. What about calculators? Everything we used to have in our house, the component set, the TV, the radio, the record player, all mm-hmm. of that is on our phone. All
mm-hmm.
of it.
Mm-hmm.
Elon Musk in August is going to introduce a car that will drive up. It's a driverless taxi. You can call it and it comes to you. And you think we're going to slow. And that's the problem in America. America's run by the Flintstones and the Jetsons. And the Flintstones got too much to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
You want to stop car with your feet and turn
can't
over.
Do it.
That's it.
They already have flying cars in Japan.
That's it. Come on, stop it.
It's just let it go.
If you travel around the world, you'll see how progress. Look, go to their airports and go to ours.
Mm-hmm.
And it's precisely so people with an old mentality can stay in charge and have jobs. You're not going to be able to stop progress. Teslas drive by themselves. You know, look at mechanics now. They don't have a tool set. They got a computer.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right, coming up this hour, we're going to be talking to the beautiful songstress Vivian Green. We have the Hughley House of Home Mix. Plus, we're going to be giving a deserving someone the Shoe Booty of the Week award. It's the D.L. Hughley Show.
Talking all that jazz.
Lord be a blessing.
to us all. Look who's here.
Hi.
Hi, my sister.
I miss you.
You don't miss nobody. You don't miss nobody.
I was telling her, I was like, I would have come to do it in person, you know?
How you been, girl?
I'm good.
So I know you are super busy, but this is something that I wanted to do personally. And I know everybody is going on and on about the accolades that women have, you know, for their achievements throughout history, which I think is spectacular. I think it's amazing. And I think certainly in this day and age where they are trying to strip us of all of our education, we certainly need to do that. But for me, I felt like I wanted to reconnect with women that I've met on my journey that really mean a lot to me, whether I've ever had the privilege of telling them to their face or not. And you were like at the top of the list.
Oh no, stop.
I'm not even kidding. I swear, I'm not kidding. But let me tell you why. Now, I think about when we first met, when I first interviewed you. From the moment I met you, I felt an instant connection because despite this enormous amount of talent, you had every reason to diva out on me, you know. But every time I've met you, and I've met a lot of people, but every time I've met you, it's always been love.
Yeah, that's the only way I know.
Like always. And I remember when my assistant was doing a birthday party for me and I walked in and you were there. I was like, she came to my birthday party. Oh my God. And I just thought that was so amazing. And so I love trying to reconnect with people that I feel have like we have a kindred spirit. And you're one of those people.
Yeah.
I feel like we don't talk enough though.
I know.
What would you say is like, from a sisterly standpoint, what do you think is the most valuable lesson that you've learned? Not necessarily in the business, but I'd be curious to know, what would you say, like even from childhood, young adult to now, what is the greatest lesson that you've learned?
Oh my God. This is a hard question.
It's a good one though, juicy, get in it, girl.
I know. For me, like personally, like in knowing myself, don't make any decisions when I'm emotional because they're always awful.
That one hit me right in the forehead. You know we forehead sisters. That one hit me right here. I mean right here. That's a hard lesson.
Awful.
That's a hard lesson.
Since ever.
Because that's when you want to make decisions is when you are emotional. That's when you're like, that's it. It is over. Like, oh, wait a minute. That was quick. Hold on a minute.
Absolutely.
Dang. Has that ever happened to you, like, in friendships? Like, have you ever, like, dismissed somebody and had to go back and be like, you know, I was probably a little bit, I was out there. I was outside my
friendships. No. You know what? Because, honestly, I'm really blessed in this area. I don't have those kinds of relationships, not with women, like where it gets all toxic and we say what we don't mean and we tear each other down and then we say sorry 5 minutes later, like, oh, mm-mm. We
like,
don't
I'm
do
gonna
that.
Forget that. Like, I'm gonna forget what you said.
Because I'm not. So, right. What I need to do is attract people that don't ever do that. And
Hold on. I'm gonna get you on this one. This is the Viv that I like. And it's so funny because, like, even when I first interviewed you, I was like, oh, she's so sweet, she's so cute, and so tiny. And then one day we were talking, he's like, well, first of all, that ain't gonna ever. And I was like, who is this? I forgot she was from Philly. I love you, Vivian, girl. I love you so much. I can't wait to see you.
I love you, too. I can't wait to see you.
All right, girl. I will talk to you later. I love you, too. Bye.
This is now time to give a deserving someone the Shoe Booty of the Week award.
And now it's time for the Shoe Booty of the Week award.
Here we go.
Kim Jong-un.
Hi.
Is a North Korean politician who has been supreme leader of North Korea since 2011 and the leader of the Workers' Party of Korea. WPK since 2010.
Wow.
He is the third son of Kim Jong II, who was North Korea's second supreme leader from 1994 until his death in 2011.
That's pretty neat.
So, why is Kim Jong this week's recipient of the Shoe Booty of the Week award?
This guy, this is not my kind of guy.
Lil Kim gets the shoe booty because he determined that the man's best friend should be man's next meal.
That ain't no damn puppy.
Yes, people keep dogs for various reasons, and they are often sentimental. According to a report, this is allegedly not welcomed in North Korea and is even forbidden.
Right to jail, right away.
Kim Jong-un said treating a dog as a family member that eats and sleeps with the family is incompatible with the socialist lifestyle and should be strictly avoided.
That's stupid! Use your common sense!
North Korean citizens are starving, while the supreme leader, who is fat enough to be all the supremes, dines on gourmet food.
Let me hear you say, that ain't right.
The citizens of Korea eat barbecue poodle ribs, marinated pit bull, and chihuahua fried rice.
That's Flavortown passport right there.
What about people who need emotional support dogs? Are they going to have emotional support children? Or maybe seeing eye children for visually impaired people?
These people are crazed lunatics.
Asian Donald should ban the guy that gave him that messed up fade and keep the dogs in the family and off the menu. And that's why the Shoe Booty of the Week award goes to Kim Jong. Now here's a swift kick in the ass.
Now it's time for what you need to know with the one and only Sybil Wilkes.
It's Sybil Wilkes with what you need to know. During his most recent campaign stop, President Joe Biden announced a revamped plan to bring relief to those who are drowning as a result of student loan debt. Last June, in a 6-3 decision, the Supreme Court ruled against President Biden's original $400 billion plan to cancel or reduce federal student loan debts for millions of Americans. Under the president's Plan B presented Monday, more than 30 million Americans will see their student debt reduced or eliminated altogether. Polycystic ovary syndrome, or PCOS, is a hormonal imbalance condition that occurs when the ovaries produce excessive androgens, which are hormones that contribute to puberty, reproductive health, and body development. According to the Office on Women's Health, this complex condition that affects millions of women, and it disproportionately affects Black women. There is little research as to why more Black women are affected by this condition. Up to 75% with the condition remain underdiagnosed. During a news conference, South Carolina women's basketball head coach Dawn Staley was asked whether she believed biological males should be included in women's sports. Staley said, "If you consider yourself a woman and you want to play sports or vice versa, you should be able to play. That's my opinion." According to the American Civil Liberties Union of Ohio, only 34 trans athletes have openly competed in college sports. However, there are more than 500,000 participants total in the NCAA athletics. Sade Kalina Robinson has been missing from Milwaukee, Wisconsin since April 1st. The 19-year-old was last seen near the area of Pleasant and Commerce. Take a look at her picture in today's newsletter, and if you have information about Sade's disappearance, please go to the Black and Missing Foundation website. I'm Sybil Wilkes. Be informed. Be empowered.
Thank you, Sybil. Jasmine.
You know it.
All right, more of the D.L. Hughley Show fully paid for is rolling on. It's the D.L. Hughley Show. It is the D.L. Hughley Show, your
indictment update.
So it looked like that going to court.
Oh, he going to court. Yeah.
Can't, I'm the man.
He might not want to, but he may as well get his suit ready because he's going.
Him arguing about all the electric vehicle will ruin the automotive industry. No, they all adjust.
They'll make more than electric cars.
That's what they'll do. They'll make electric cars. That's what they'll do.
Guess what? It'll grow the infrastructure. There's more jobs.
Of course
people
it
put
will.
The infrastructure, chargers.
It will.
Technology's gonna build that they're gonna be able to charge quicker. It's Chinese. A battery swap. You pull into a place and in 2.5 minutes they drop and put you a brand new battery in there.
Because Americans are so uneducated, we try to slow things down so they can keep up.
Period.
It's literally like running against Usain Bolt and saying, rather than getting faster and training harder, you tell him to slow down. Yeah. Look at all the things. Remember carbon? Look, and they happened so fast. Looking from the page to the sky page to the phone, that was whips. That was fast.
Yep.
Yep.
Look at things that don't. The progress, talking about people making money with progress. I used to get $1 million a year to do for 2 days, I would do the AT&T, 1-800-CAL-ATT. I've done that for 5 years. Because I was so mad that nobody went to the payphone anymore. That's progress. That's what happens.
Yeah.
That's true.
Remember carbon paper? Remember whiteout?
Yep.
Somebody, man, let's whiteout. Remember all that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Remember libraries?
A typewriter. That's true. What's a typewriter? What is that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that's what happens.
That's what happens.
Look at all these people like Kodak and Fujifilm and Canon.
They adjusted. They had to become a different thing. Stuff. Yeah, yeah. Still make cameras.
They had to become a different thing.
If they wanted to survive.
Look at people who pressed records.
Yep.
And made CDs and tapes. Look at them.
Yeah.
Look at people who made the corner groups and component sets.
What are corner groups?
Never mind.
No. I know what a component set is.
What I'm not going to do is talk to somebody who is not fully versed in my experiences because it's too.
Perhaps you don't know what it is either.
I know what a corner group is. When they had a bed, two beds that with a table in between the beds,
and they grouped together.
Mm, yes,
I'm familiar with those terms.
One bed was on this side, one bed, and it was a table right there. Called it a corner group. Look it up. It actually exists. Look at even right there that we have a retro reel to reel.
I'm familiar with that.
I'm talking to the audience.
Okay, good.
That look how fast that changed to this.
Yeah.
When we first started doing the radio show, I had to go into the station.
Mm-hmm.
I had to find a station. Like Junius used to have to go, hey, you gonna be in Rochester, can you find him a station? Right?
Yeah.
Nope, not now. And then I used to have to carry a little pack. Now I could just get a Bluetooth, a microphone, and a computer.
Yeah.
Look at all those things. And I'm talking about that's within the last 5 or 6 years. And you want to slow things down. And that's the one thing that doesn't. Yes, of course, people are going to lose jobs, but then you find other ones.
Because I got this AI imitating DL. As soon as it gets it perfect, man.
Yeah, man, let me tell you something. Gallagher had his brother. Gallagher used to be a comedian, right?
Yep.
His brother went out as Gallagher, too. He got all that money. He's the first AI. I'm not even playing.
Oh, he was a twin?
No.
Oh.
If Gallagher couldn't do what his brother did. If he was booked somewhere, I ain't turning down this money. You get Gallagher, too.
His name was Gallagher. His last name was Gallagher, too. So you wasn't lying to the people.
Yeah. Wow. Sure would. You're getting on her damn nerves. We're going to tell you why Jasmine gives us 5 annoying things guys do that make women hate them a little by Elite Daily.
All right, 5, acting like we're going to be serious.
Oh, you know you ain't.
Yeah. Knowing you're not going to. Just acting like that. 4, the top 5 annoying things guys do to make women hate them just a little. Asking to have a threesome with our hot friend who we'd rather die than see naked. Mm. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
You want to see your friend naked?
That means she's that fine.
I mean,
gotta mark that one off.
I hope so. 3 of the top 5 annoying things guys do to make women hate them just a little bit. Tipping poorly.
Yeah, you look bad. Yeah, when you tip the dude.
Yeah, you look really bad. You look cheap is what we say that is. With your cheap ass. Mm. 2 of the top 5 annoying things guys do to make women hate them just a little. Not pay attention when they're doing the top 5.
What?
I
didn't hear what you said.
That's 2 and 1. 2 would be getting mad because we have our periods.
Yeah. You're supposed to be on top of a roof.
Stop all that. The Bible says a lot of things, too.
I'm just saying. I don't remember the exact verse.
It's a lot of things you don't remember. And 1 of the top 5 annoying things guys do to make women hate them just a little bit, leaving that toilet seat up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Is that serious?
Nobody wants their
bottom. I'm so tired of having a wet ass. That is going to do it for us, ladies and gentlemen. It's the D.L. Hughley Show, your
indictment update.
So remember that if you're in Addison, Texas, and I'm going to be there this Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We have 2 Friday, 3 Saturday, and 2 Sunday. So come check me out if you take it. I think everything sold out except the late show Saturday they added in the 4 o'clock Sunday show. So come
check that's pretty awesome. Congratulations on that.
I do it every week, though.
I know, and I'm going to congratulate you every week.
Thank you. That's so sweet of you.
It's deserving.
Thank you, dog.
As hot as fish grease. Come on, man.
As hot as fish grease, baby boy. Jasmine Sanders, what did you learn today?
You know, we didn't really talk about this a lot, but that Michigan school shooter, remember? Yeah. His parents got 10 to 15 years. Yeah. Some people were still debating whether or not they should have been made to go to prison. I'm going to say yeah. Get on in there.
Of course.
You needed to get
in. You knew you had a gun.
You knew, and you saw his Facebook post, I'm sure. Come on now.
And you bought him a gun. And when it happened, you knew it was him.
Yes, you did.
Yep.
Don't pass go. Take your monkey ass.
And don't even take a toothbrush. We got one for you.
Skip, my man Cheetah, what'd you learn today?
Did you see Meek Mill? You know, the rumors came out about him and Diddy. And he's, Diddy. You know, he denies it, all, of course, but he said it's causing, excuse me, a problem because his 12-year-old son is confused. Like, Daddy, are you gay? You know, and he's having to deal with that. So,
well, that does sound like you're on a video. I'm just saying.
It could be AI. Who knows? I don't know.
I don't know what it was. It sounded like Gerald Carmichael. What he was talking about? All right, coming up, ladies and gentlemen, on the next D.L. Hughley Show, Kyle Hughley, a.k.a. Special K, is the latest hype record producer, and he's going to drop another joint on Short Bus Records, plus the Village of Man Jamal Kingsley returns to expose racism hidden in our everyday lives. It's the D.L. Hughley Show. We will definitely see you on the other side. Kyle, my favorite Short Bus operator, pull that string. We got to go.
Tap.
It's the D.L. Hughley Show. See you on the other side.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.